Well, Brooke, the homeland is always going to be under threat of attack, but Americans abroad may have more reason to worry under al-Qaeda's new leadership. Here's why. To his last day, Osama bin Laden was obsessed with staging a spectacular attack here in the United States. But his successor, Ayman al-Zawahiri, officials tell us, is more willing to stage regional attacks overseas, going after diplomats, U.S. military installations, even companies, Western companies, and Americans working abroad. Some of those companies may not have the security procedures that some U.S. institutions would have. Several reasons for this. One, security is beefed up here, and officials say you need a more specialized operative to crack American security today. Another reason is that al-Qaeda has been dealt a few setbacks. I mean, you look at what Osama bin Laden brought to the table, and he had a tremendous amount of patience. He would nurture a plot for years and years, whereas you look at the last couple plots, the Christmas Day bomber whose explosives started smoldering on board the plane and let people subdue him, the Times Square bomber from last year whose explosive failed to detonate. They had not been provided sufficient amount of training to work those improvised explosive devices. So you may have a less capable, a rushed sort of operation out there, and so that may lead to more regional attacks, more aligned with some of the al-Qaeda affiliates in what they have in mind.
Let me ask you, you know, if you will, the home office and the satellite office, you have al-Qaeda and you have the very powerful offshoot, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Any chance, Chris, these groups, they'll be locking arms, joining forces, more powerful force?
Yeah, there was some talk about, and some reports actually, of Zawahiri merging with Anwar al-Awlaki, one of the key figures of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. U.S. official we spoke with doesn't really see that. He says, well, this idea of a merger, for all intents and purposes, al-Qaeda and al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, they work together, they are already allies, so in some respects they're already there. And as for the two men themselves, they're very different. They come from very different backgrounds. And for Zawahiri, he's had some notable public disputes with other jihadists around the world. He is not considered the easiest man to get along with. So it remains to be seen with him in charge, you know, how much cooperation there will be with other groups around the world.
Okay, Chris Lawrence of the Pentagon.